I just said on the last slide, it's amazing what ordinary people can do when they set out without preconceived notions. The challenge is, when you leave here, seminar attendees, the people that know you, and some people that know that you're here, they're going to have preconceived notions. They're going to, you know, it's going to range from the ridiculous to the sublime. It's going to range from, when's George going to get off his high horse and come back to normal? To, God, you know, I didn't know he had those leadership skills. He had such and such, and he could do that, and he can articulate them so well. It's going to be somewhere in between there. It will not be, it'll be easy, but it won't be easy to deal with the onslaught of potential ridicule that you'll take, because you're going to take a different approach to success than you had one that you've used heretofore. That's okay. And that's why we have the weekly reports. That's why we have the new strengthened weekly reports. And that's why we have the monthly video conference calls. And that's why you also have access to me by email. And you also have access to me by phone call or Skype or whatever. If you make an appointment with Thelma, or if I'm here with Kim, to talk to me in between the weekly reports or in between the monthly video conference calls. That's what the whole year-long mentor program is for. And the reason that I instituted it in 2010, as I put down in the newsletter, put in the newsletters in recent weeks, is that you need more reinforcement. While everything I teach pretty much is in the book, and everything I teach used to be sold in product that I sold, but now I don't sell it anymore. You can get it on Torrent for free. You still need reinforcement. And that reinforcement is now via a year-long mentor program where you report to me weekly. You also will interface, and I'm not suggesting that you network, because this isn't a net fuck deal where you swap spit and shit like that. That's not the point. But from time to time, people within the group do talk to each other. And that's fine. I'm not saying you can't talk to each other. And I know that people that have been to a number of seminars have known other groups, have an other universe, because you've been here a few times. You know other people that have been here before in the same group or the same batch, as they say, as you. And that's great. So you share information. But what it's not for is for you to console one another. Wasn't Dan fucking mean to me? Did you hear how he treated me on the video conference call? Did you hear how he called me a worthless cunt? That's not what it's fucking for. And if I find out, and I find out and hear all, I will come down on you like a motherfucking ton of bricks. You'll think the fucking castle tower dropped on your miserable skinny asses. Because that's not what the fuck this is about. This is not an S circle jerk. We're not here to feel sorry for one another. We're here to get shit done. And the quickest, fastest possible fucking way. Just like these guys on the Hall of Fame and even the Hall of Shame were successful, they just went to the dark side. But they're still more successful than the cunts watching this on fucking YouTube. So, just remember, you're here to use each other as a resource, but not as a crying board. And I'll give you plenty of reason to cry. And if I'm real lucky, like always, I'll make some of you cry on the fucking video call. I'm looking over at the female because they're normally the first to cry. But I know she thinks she's a tough bitch, so we'll see how tough she is as the weeks. In fact, we're going to see how tough you are tonight, aren't we? Yes, we are. We'll just see how fucking tough she is tonight when I'm slapping her around. Verbally, of course. Verbally. I am Hispanic and so is she, because so that could mean not verbally. Because nobody, I'm going to take a lot of shit for this, nobody beats their women like a Chicano. I'll take a ration of shit, I'll be getting fucking link fuck, face fuck, and twit fucks over that. It's a little joke. A little Chicano joke. She's looking at me like she knows it's not a joke. But you can use each other for a resource. And from time to time, this Robert has been utilized as a resource from other net scummers, because he knows a lot of net scum. Because he has a lot of knowledge. And then we have two other net scummers in the audience. One, a doctor, a medical doctor, which we're not going to hold that against him. Education. Normally when you have too much education, you fuck up. And we got Yale, Lee, Columbia over here. So we have the whole gamut of people. But the one that has, and I'm making a prediction, the one that has the biggest potential in the room is the young kid that's sitting right here with a red tie that you can't see. We're not going to show you his face, because we don't want you fucking bothering him. But he's only 18 years old, and he paid for himself here to come here by himself. Unlike the lazy cunts that are watching this on YouTube. I only wish that I had the experience when I was fucking 18. So, and I don't want you to rub elbows and swap spit with these people too much in here, because I don't want you to get fucking downgraded. We want to keep you high and lofty. So, but I am proud, and it's great to have a young kid as young as he is. He's not the youngest ever to be here, but he's one of the youngest. And to be paying for himself is quite remarkable. It's quite remarkable. Because we got some old fucks in here too. Some used up old condoms in their 50s, you know. And I just, no, I'm not going to say that about the condom, because I'm going to start, I don't want to get, okay. But are there any questions you'd like to share with these poor fuckers on YouTube? No, see, they don't want you to learn anything. They don't give a shit about you. I'm the only one that gives a shit about you. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you in the morning. Ciao.